Blog Talk Radio.
Right about man.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush not. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and we all the way live, baby. Tonight, we got some wonderful guests. We have the outstanding superhuman chef, the man with the plan, man. He's doing big things, man. Just got out being on the Breakfast Club. On top of that, he's going to be on Hell's Kitchen next week, September 10th. Mark the date. You already know what it is. Also, he got cities on fire, man. You saw cities right there? It's always sold out because of him. Check it out, man. It's going down each and every Sunday. And your man is doing some wonderful things. We got him live in the building cooking up some crazy food right now. On top of that, we got our girl Daphne live in the building, man, who's definitely promoting all the romance in your life. Pure romance, and it's going down. You know, you can spice up your bedroom. And she's going to be talking about her business and how she got started and how she can help you out in that department. Also, we have your girl Lynn Cooper live in the building. She's going to be calling in. She's also the guru, actually, on social media. I'm over here. I'm discombobulated with my headphones right now. But we are here doing our thing. Also, rest in peace. Joan Rivers actually passed yesterday. So definitely, you know, RIP to her. She definitely was a woman that, you know, came in a time where female comics were going through a lot of things back then, and I'm fighting my head. And female comics were actually going through a lot of stuff back then. She was very aggressive, and you know at that time they didn't get a lot of respect. So we definitely commend Joan Rivers with everything that she was going through at the time, and she's definitely blown up. You know, I remember for her from back in the day from the Carol Burnett Show. Saturday Night Live with Johnny Carson. And then, you know, she done a lot of stuff with the Fashion Police. I think most of the younger generation knows her from that. But back then, I mean, she was no holds barred, straight to the point. And, you know, we're definitely going to miss a legend and a trailblazer and a fashionista. So definitely, you know, I think it was very hard for her daughter, Melissa, to definitely, you know, pull the plug, you know, on her final days. But, you know, I saw a touching film, actually a video showing her and her daughter in the last moments, and she said, if anything happens to me, I had a great run, you're a great daughter, you know, you shouldn't have no regrets, and I definitely, you know what I'm saying, I'm definitely, you know, inspired by her, and we definitely shout out, rest in peace to your girl, Joan Rivers. Also, on top of that, Beyonce had her birthday this past week, and also DJ Envy had his birthday this past week, and actually, I just seen, talking about Beyonce, I saw on the news, it actually said that there was a girl that actually called off of school. You know, she said she couldn't go to a college class because it was Beyonce's birthday, and she felt that she was her Lord and Savior. And she decided not to go to school because it's Beyonce's birthday. I think that's kind of taking it to another level, but she felt that because she has all A's, she could just take off of school because of Beyonce. Beyonce, our Lord and Savior. But you already know what it is. Lush Radio Online, all the way live. Don't forget to log on to www.lushradioonline.com. And you know what? We're going to go ahead and we're going to go to some music. We're going to come back and we're going to have your boy Kitchen Clay, a.k.a. Mr. Chef J.R. live in the building doing his thing. Kitchen Clay, you already know what it is. Lush Radio Online, man. We're going to go ahead and go to some quick music. You already know what it is. Lush Radio Online. Benji.
Hey, man, I'm so Benji.
I need everybody out here to give me this Benji movement. So crazy.
Man, I'm super
Benji. I'm Benji, I'm fancy. I'm so fine, I can't stand me. You just a nominee, baby, I'm a Grammy. I'm so hot, y'all better come fan me. Y'all chick better look before you think about dissing. I got a crew of girls and we always on a mission. When we come through the club, pumping and pissing, we different, no pissing, there will be no air kissing. Call me a diva. If you got a girl, but I can make him leave her. Oval needs somebody like a 2 liter. Me and my crew will fight and we'll read ya. Up and down, check me out, look up and down. Oh. Baby, I run the war, I run this town. I write and spell, you write in Greyhound. Where did this chick come from? Where did this bitch come from? Acting like she number one. Ow, I'm done.
Banshee,
we so
Banshee.
Got another one.
Banshee,
let's go. Hey, man, I'm so Banshee.
Get him up.
Man, I'm so Banshee. B-A-N-J-I.
Okay, to the flow booth, get into this. Look at the faces, just over this. Up in the booth is how I fit. Tell them haters pull up and sit. Ain't that the truth? Yep, I'm the beat. We in the club and we bump into this. Benji bass, twisting our wrist. The boys be on them when we twisting our hips. Look at that bug, bugaboo. Look at that mug, vodka tonic, toss it up. We not told, we can back that up. Ow, you got an attitude. Cause I took your food. He went away. And I don't even wanna see your face. Face, I'm really fake. And you just taking the bait. And when I'm up in the place that you take, yeah, they wanna taste the cake, the milkshake. You better move out of my way. Ain't got no time for the snake. I don't have any time for you. Why would I ever address you?
That don't be too perfect. The way that she working, she moving and twerking. We swagging, we surfing. Got another one, baby. It's Jersey Stereo. Shout out to Sharada. Let's move. So Benji. So Benji. So Benji.
B-A-N-J-I.
Rhyme layer, I grind there. Heart beating a mic,
smoking Jordan, watch the six. Man to the game, throw money like rice. I do this, need a 4, 5, 6. Still on them dice. Need a pool in my backyard. Call it a bird bath. You looking for your chick, homie? I know where your bird at. Hoes ain't loyal, I know that you heard that. Shout out to Breezy, hoes is easy. I just seen my boy Taj walk out with Joan and Kiki. Yeah. Let's get it for real though, I'm getting it for real though, fit it. Yeah, cause I'm on my grind, put it overtime. My shoes, you can't fit it. This my sway, you can't get it. This my, you can't hit it. I'm on the pot, you ain't shitting this way. Gonna yeah, you get with it. Yo, yo, if you f***ing with the team, yeah, that's a no-no. When it coming to the green, we yelling moto. Say we only living once, we yelling YOLO. That's a moto, but we still be smoking good. Yo, yo, if you f***ing with the team, yeah, that's a no-no. When it coming to the green, we yelling moto. Say we only living once, we yelling YOLO. That's a moto, but we still be smoking good.
Bust it.
Hey, Les, let me see. Yo, we back in the building to go, Leslie Les. So I'm about to go over there and go talk with our man. Hello? Talk with my man, Kitchen Cray. And we're going to go ahead and do a live demo. And then we're going to talk to him about Fool, his career, and everything that's going on here with him right now. So I'm about to get my mic in a few seconds. And we're going to talk more with your boy, JR, from Kitchen Crack, in a few minutes. And I'm waiting for my other mic. But I'm going to go ahead and throw it over there. So, JR, you hear me over there on the other side?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear me? Loud and clear?
Loud and clear.
All right. First and foremost, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you live on the show today. You was over there cooking up a storm.
Honor to be here.
It's an honor to have you, man. There you go with that cheese, man.
Grin, you win.
Exactly. That's the new slogan today. If you grin, you win. So before we get into this interview, you got any shout-outs or anything, fam?
Shout-out Dijon for coming through this day. I want to shout-out the whole Kitchen Cray team.
That's what's up.
Whole world.
Okay. You're doing real big things, man. I mean, you're going from place to place, doing celebrity events. You got cities on fire every Sunday. With the brunch.
We're going to be there, though. We're going to have Society Lounge on fire every Saturday.
What? They added another day?
Yeah.
Oh, that, yeah, they said, ain't letting you go nowhere.
Cities, we're going to switch the day. We're going to do like a tasting on cities once a month.
Okay, that's what's up. So you're going to be doing the tasting. So you say once a month you're going to be doing the tasting. And then what are you going to be doing the other days?
Other days we're going to be traveling.
Oh, traveling? Okay. So, first off, let's start off with the food first. Let's go into this warm, hot food over here real quick. So what did you prepare for us today?
Today I wanted to keep it light because I know we just...
You know what? I ain't paying for it. You set it on fire.
I just did a little French candy, fresh asparagus, canned.
All right, you kept it real lushy right now. Oh, you gotta talk on the mic.
Oh, let me.
He's trying to get the Barry White voice.
Can you hear me? Turn me up in the headphones.
We live in the building, Les Radio Online. Don't forget to log on to www.lesradioonline.com. You can see us streaming live. And we got
the
stuff
right
here.
Nice plate up too, because a lot of guys and girls. Want that sexy plate, so I'm going to show you how to do that sexy plate real quick.
All right, so the sexy plate is like, okay, so you're doing like the fake, like you taking somebody on a fake date in the house. You know, some of the guys, they cheat. They don't want to take you out to a restaurant. They say, I'm going to cook for you, baby. I'll make it. So we going to see what you do. So presentation is everything, right, at the end of the day? Okay.
Want to make sure you get it hot.
Hot, okay. I never seen nobody warm up strawberries, though, like that.
Yeah, that's that lunch.
Hey, this meal today is the lunch.
Wait. When you get the heat on, it starts to break down the sugar, so it starts to turn into that candy.
Oh, okay.
Girls like that candy.
Oh, okay, all right.
See that bubble?
Oh, okay, it's bubbling.
You're about to die.
You got it over melted over there.
So you want to make sure you get a nice pan sear, season it a little salt and pepper, keep it basic. Like, don't do too much. You don't want to do too much. Everybody want to have all this crazy seasonings in their cabinet that their grandmother used. All you need is salt and pepper. That can go a long way.
Well, that's it? He's about to plate it. Real decorative. Asparagus and all that.
That good old juice.
That man, what you thinking over there now?
Calling me Juice Man.
Juice Man. It's a juicy. So what you going to put on there next? Some of that shrimp?
That shrimp right on top.
Oh. Oh, you just put me on to a new presentation style right there. Oh, that looks sexy, don't it? Well, our studio audience is here live. Okay, but these are for the people that are streaming live right now. He's placing the food on a plate and making it real sexy for everybody. We're going to snap pictures of that.
And that's how you win.
And that's how you win? So
Mike.
Drop the mic and walk away. Now, question. Okay, would you serve this as an appetizer, as a...
You want to serve this in bed. Lush.
Dinner in bed. This is called the lust right here, yo. Okay, I put the stamp on it. It's a wrap. It's done. This is hot right now. Now, question. A lot of people feel like, you know, when they're presenting food and stuff, what are like the do's and don'ts when it comes to presenting your food?
Do's and don'ts.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make it look ugly.
Don't make it look ugly.
Make it look sexy.
Make it look
Act
sexy.
Like you're serving your mother. That's what I always tell my staff.
But you don't. I don't think people look at their mother sexy like that.
Nah, they
don't
look at their mother sexy, but they want their mother to be proud.
Okay, okay.
Or act like you're serving your wife.
Okay, okay, okay.
Or if it's your first date and you want to get some,
you serve them the lush. This
serve
is
them
it.
That lush. You want the juice dripping. Get the juices dripping.
I'm done with the juice.
Real talk.
Now, okay, let's talk about, you know, you've been doing so many different things out here. In the industry. First off, what actually inspired you to get into the culinary arts?
My grandmother, she didn't want us to depend on women to eat or anything else, so she taught us how to cook, wash our clothes, clean, make the bed. She taught us everything. And one day she set me up. She left us in the house for 2 days with a refrigerator full of food. She didn't tell me she was leaving. Got real.
She was like, yo, you either going to
eat,
cook,
or
you going to starve?
It was sink or swim. I thought I knew how to fry chicken, and the outside was golden brown, but the inside
was
raw. That night we ate hamburgers, and then from there I took life serious.
Oh, okay.
Cooking. Now you catch me everywhere all over the world. We just starting. I've been doing this for 11 years professionally. Got my first executive chef job when I was 23.
Wow.
30 right now, so... Got my own company, www.kitchencrate.com. Make sure you subscribe.
Wow. But the thing about it is, like, you know, not a lot of people, because you actually come from Harlem, New York. You know, not a lot of people will come out the hood and say, yo, I want to play ball. I want to be a lawyer. You came out, you was like, yo, I want to do something different.
Yeah, everybody was saying they doing something different. Where I grew up, none of the guys cooked. So they would tease me, like, oh, you going to school for cooking? Now when I come around, everybody like, yo, can you hook me up with a job or you doing this thing? So, like,
everybody's talking.
The definition of doing something different in your neighborhood, because everybody played ball, did the same stuff. I was in the house cooking, whipping on that stove.
And you did it. And, I mean, like, you become a celebrity chef. I mean, besides that, I mean, you setting cities on fire. Besides city, he just came back from New York. He went and he hit Breakfast Club. Shout out to Angelina Yee, Charlamagne, DJ Envy. You know what I mean? He went out there and
shout out to the Breakfast
thing.
Club. We had fun, man. That was It was crazy. Charlamagne the God. Crazy dude. Happy birthday.
How was that experience with Charlamagne?
It was cool. It was cool. He thought we was goons. Like, when we
came in there deep.
He went straight in. He was like, yeah, I thought y'all was goons. Because we had an entourage. Like, I don't roll dolo. I bring the whole team with me.
Word.
So they get experience.
But you know he got hit in the head, so he was kind of shook a little bit.
Yeah, he didn't know what was going on.
Real talk. So, okay, so you went and you did the Breakfast Club. Also, you had a chance to go visit Black Enterprises also.
Check their Instagram right now. They just said something about this.
Definitely, definitely. So, pull that up real quick. So you going to be going on and doing the interview and all that? They just posted it up. They said, you know, God is excellent. And they said definitely shout out to Kitchen Clay. They're going to be doing some real big things. Black Enterprises is definitely a big magazine, and it has big circulation. So they in that. That's coming up soon.
We're going to be in a couple of big circulations. Like, I'm not trying to be that local rapper, man. I'm trying to be worldwide.
Yo, it'd be tight if you were spitting and you was cooking at the same time.
Bars.
Top to top. Real talk. So then the other thing I was going to say, okay, so you got that. And also, Hell's Kitchen is coming up next week, man. Talk to us about that. How you laying that game?
Stay tuned. Hell's Kitchen. I know why I see why they call it Hell's Kitchen. September the 10th, 8 p.m., Fox 5, Fox 45, wherever you at, just tune in to Fox, and you're going to see me look crazy.
Was it a lot of stress on there? Because the dude on there, the actual host, he's serious. He don't play no games.
It's stress. It's like, I don't even know if I can say this, but it's like being in jail.
For real? Yeah. Nah, I don't think it's like jail. Jail stuff.
It's like being in jail, for real. Like,
or like more like a boot camp, like, though.
Worse than a boot camp.
Worse than a boot camp?
It ain't easy.
Is he really, like, anal for real? Like,
he's a cool dude, but once he...
He's off.
Gotta be, yeah. He take it serious, like...
Yeah.
Kenzie... Like, dinner service is starting.
He's not playing no games.
Dinner service is starting. So, it was a cool experience. I got to make some cool connections. I'm still building my own brand. So, a lot of chefs, they go in there with nothing. So, they quit their job. They go in there
with nothing. Definitely.
I'm already building myself. So, I'm probably, like, one of the most popular chefs I've ever been on that show.
Wow. And see, the other thing that I like about the whole movement of Kitchen Clay is that you brought together an ensemble of different young chefs together to definitely, you know, enhance their skills. Definitely.
Like my man, Dijon.
Wow. You cook Dijon? What you be cooking, Dijon? You cook everything?
We cooking right now. Like, right as we speak, like, straight after I leave this, we on the grill.
Wow.
That's why I smell like this.
Wow.
I smell like charcoal. I don't know if y'all can
see that's real ground right there. He's cooking simultaneously while he's here at the same time. Like his out-of-body experience is crazy right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. The grind is real. That's why people always saying you lucky, this and that. Nah.
No, it's serious.
Not getting no sleep is not lucky. Being on that road for hours in city to city is not lucky. That's grinding.
What motivates you?
What motivates me is the people that slack. They give me the energy. Like, when I go on the social media and I see, like, a messed-up-looking dish, that motivates me to say, let me show them how to drink.
Definitely, definitely, definitely.
My grandmother motivates me. God motivates me. I'm a changed man, or I wouldn't be standing here today.
Definitely.
Lord, protect me.
Definitely. But you're very, like, into your faith and everything because you guys always pray before you guys got a big event, the whole team.
We just finished praying.
Just wow.
Like, we pray for everything because, like, the higher we go, it's like...
You ain't pray over the food before you cooked it.
But it's crazy because the high, like, every time somebody think I'm going higher, they try to hate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we in different lanes. I'm out here struggling, hustling, been homeless before. Like, it's crazy.
But, you know, the thing about it is that people don't understand your struggle unless they've been in your shoes. And see, people don't like successful people, you know. People ain't going to let nobody shine. At the end of the day, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Look at Joan Rivers. She came in a game that was male-dominated, and she was aggressive with it, and she didn't care. And look what she got. She became a blazer, you know what I'm saying, a trailblazer. And look at her. You know, she did a lot of big things. So you're definitely setting the bar when it comes to being a chef. I mean, you're taking it to a whole nother level. You know what I mean?
Echelon.
Definitely, the upper echelon. So, definitely. So, I mean, so if people want to get in contact with you, how would they go about doing that?
www.kitchencrate.com. Follow us on Instagram, at Kitchen Crate, and at Mr. Chefito, M-R-C-H-E-F-F-I-T-O. And just follow us. Join the movement. Thank you for having me today.
Definitely. And the other thing I want to say, the two types of advice you would give the youth out there that's trying to get into the industry in the same line of work.
Don't give up. Set goals, not to-do lists, because a lot of people get a to-do list confused with a goal. Like, your goal should not be to go to school. That's on your to-do list. You know you're going to go to school, and you know you're going to graduate. Like, that shouldn't be a goal to graduate school. So stay focused.
Definitely, definitely. And we love your man, the one and only Super Chef. Yeah, you know what, Mr. Chef Vito, Mr. J.R., Chef J.R., Kitchen Clay in the building, worldwide, Hell's Kitchen, next week, turn up, we all the way live, turn up, baby. Your girl, Lushy Lushy, we're going to be right back, and we talking with your man, Chef Vito, and we're going to be talking to the fame right now in a few minutes, and we're also going to be talking with our girl, Lynn Cooper, in a quick second, so we're going to go ahead and turn on some music. Daphne, I'm over here tearing up names. She's going to tell me what she's going to do. Don't bug me. So we're going to go ahead and play Duchess. Actually, we're going to go ahead and play Popping Bottles by...
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Won't you twerk with it? with it. Tunnel vision on these niggas, you heard me on listen vision.
Uptown,
putting it down, never fuck around with clowns. Blowing on that circus, baby, I smoke with a purpose. In the stadium for certain, niggas swerving, popping, jerking. Your pockets is fucking hurting, that's why she ain't even flirting. Statues in the fucking building, do your thing, that bitch is dirty. Sliding down the strip of pole, putting on a fucking show. UMF already knows, bitch, she coming, she gon' go. This is fair again. She say my complete shit. Play my song all night long. Yeah, that's right, I killed the shit. Resurrected Nina. And the guy said, I'm the shit. Sitting in the chair like I'm on death row. Looking in the crowd and they all on my clip. Nah, fuck that. Take it all on my dick. Crowd search, let a nigga know that I'm cool as shit. I tell the bitch, bounce, bounce. It's gritty, bitch. I don't need no hook for this shit, I'm the shit, nigga. I don't need no hook for this shit, I'm the shit, nigga. I don't need no hook for this shit, I'm the shit, nigga. I don't need no hook for this shit, I'm the shit, nigga. Bounce with it, bounce with it, bounce with it. Won't you twerk with it, won't you bounce with it. Bounce with it, bounce with it, won't you twerk with it. Twerk with it, yeah. I go hard, NBA, run the play, I take the job. Oh. Portable, different place, any bitch I want, I can lay. Won't pay, niggas say, high court letters, stargates. OJ's on my feet, I know that you feel that heat. Getting closer, self mode, I call that shit a super sneak. You acting like you don't know, yo bitch, she been my super freak. Threesome, super leaks, we make that fucking bed sweet. Cat talk dirty to make sure all you whack ass niggas hurt me. PSA, I'm here to say, so you fuck about my way. Imitating my diction will only lead to your conviction. So don't play, you weak ass niggas, I hope that you is listening. My trap nation has risen, UMF saw the great vision. BBU, tell me BU, so I'm stay being vicious. Tend to these beats, cause they so fucking delicious. Got a bad bitch like delicious, now you niggas get the pick.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Hey, it's your girl Lushy Lush back in the building. And tonight, we just had your boy, Chef JR, live in the building, Kitchen Clay. The sauce was off the hook, bananas. Oh, my God, it was so good. It almost tasted like chicken. I almost bit my own finger off. It was crazy. Shout out to your boy, Chefito. Live in the building. Also, we about to go and we're going to talk to our girl Daphne in the building. And we're also going to have our girl Lynn Cooper. But we do have some callers live on the line real quick. We're going to bring you guys in a quick second. I actually got my girl Rhonda live in the building. What up, Rhonda? What up, boo-boo?
What is going on, Lush?
What's going on, boo-boo?
That food was looking so good. And look. I say there's nothing better than having a man cook for you.
Exactly.
I was jealous.
That stuff looked real sexy.
I was jealous, yes. You know what? I'm proud of him. Good luck to him. I can't believe. What, Hell's Kitchen? Are you kidding me? Wow.
Yeah.
That's
a beautiful thing.
That's
an accomplishment. And definitely shout out to Micheline Bowman, who actually hooked that up. I actually went to City to go to the brunch
with
her, and I was able to meet him there. She was actually the first one to actually put him on TV and he's definitely a great dude, very humble. And
I'm not surprised. I am not surprised at all. She knows everybody.
Definitely.
But
definitely.
No, that was looking good. I was watching on Ustream. You look fabulous. You look
fabulous.
Thank you, baby.
I love you, girl. I want you to ask our girl Daphne a couple of questions because she's beautiful. She's live here. We actually met her from a Meet Me Monday, actually.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I know Daphne. Yes. I know Daphne.
I know Daphne.
What's going on?
How are you, Rhonda?
I'm good. Look, I've gotten some products from you.
Wow. Have they helped you out a lot in those areas?
But of course.
we have testimonies here, live on the line, testimonials.
Absolutely.
Daphne actually has a wonderful company called Pure Romance. If you guys check this out right here, you see the pamphlet. They have all kinds of assorted different products they help you in that romance area, you know. You know, some people have issues and stuff when it comes to, like, you know, shaving creams and stuff for, you know, downstairs or, you know, in different areas. Or
right,
they just want to smell good, or bubble bath, or just want to feel good and sexy.
And they want to add some spice to the relationship. Maybe it's going a little, you know, boring, you know.
Exactly.
Spice it up. It spices it up. She has some good products.
She definitely has some wonderful stuff. And she's going to talk to us. We're going to touch bases on that. And we're also going to have the wonderful Wynn Cooper live in the building on the show also. So, Daphne, talk to us. Tell us your name. I mean, yeah, we already know your name, but just tell us. any shout-outs you got before we get into the interview, babe?
Of course. I want to shout out my fellow Pure Romance Consultants that are in the D.C., Baltimore area. We are large and in charge. And, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't shout out my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. So if you have any listeners, I'm born and raised all the way from St. Louis. So those are my shout-outs.
Wow, just speaking of that, so what's your take on this whole Mike Brown situation?
Well, he's about 15 minutes away from Ferguson. Not surprised. It is very heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
But it represents a lot of reasons why I felt like I had to leave. So it's heartbreaking.
Definitely. And you have been doing a lot of stuff. Just being a female in business, talk to me, being an entrepreneur, starting your own business, some of the struggles and you know, to get into owning your own business, some of the struggles you deal with.
Well, Pure Romance is going to be a direct sales company, very similar to Mary Kay, Pampered Chef, things like that. I would say the biggest challenge with starting any business is to find something that you enjoy doing, something that you can get passionate about. A lot of times people think, oh, I'm going to make money doing this, but there's no passion. I don't think I could sell a lot of other products. I don't think I could talk about a lot of things. So the biggest challenge, I would say, is for people to find something that they're going to have fun and that they can be passionate about, because if there's no passion and you're not having fun, it feels like work.
Exactly.
Good point.
Do you have any questions for Rhonda?
Well, you know, I do. Like, what? I know when you first start a business, you know, people always say that's the hardest, you know, getting over that first year. You know, you may not see the money coming in like you really want to. What do you suggest to people to kind of stay in it? What ideas do you give people out there that, you know, not to quit? Like, what can they do?
You definitely have to, anytime you're going to start a business, there's going to be sacrifice. A lot of people don't realize sometimes in a business, the first year, two, maybe even three, you're not rolling in it. There's an adjustment period. So you have to keep your eye on the ball. You have to stay focused and carve out that time. A lot of us will have, you know, that full-time job just for work, you know, 9 to 5, and it's important that when you get home from that, you're taking every little piece of time that you have. You don't need blocks of time. People think you need hours on end. Sometimes for me, it's taking, you know, 15 minutes to reach out to 10 customers to say, hey, you know, did you have fun at that last party? Would you like to book a party? So you have to get your time where you can and don't feel like,
okay,
I have to have 4 and 5 hours to get stuff done and be productive. You have to get it how you can and not give up.
Definitely.
Time management.
That's
great.
That's the best way to basically sum it up, is to manage your time and realize that sometimes, you know, you might have to skip out on hanging out on the weekends or, you know, doing certain things.
Yeah, the grind is definitely serious. You know, those sleepless nights is no joke, you know. And we do have a call around from the 732 that we're going to bring on in a few minutes. Caller, do you have a question for Daphne? Or is that Wynn on the line?
This is Wynn.
Hey, Wynn, how you doing, baby? How you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right, we definitely happy to have you live on the line too, baby girl. Wynn, you there?
I'm here.
Hello, hey. Yeah. We also have Lynn Cooper, who is a super guru of social media. She's live on the line with us also. You know, we have two women in business doing their thing. And she actually, I was able to meet her when I met my friend, Felix Natal Jr., who is a celebrity photographer. And, you know, we hung out and stuff. He introduced me to her. She used to actually be a publicist for him, but she does publicity. She's a speaker. She's on CNBC. She's, like, all over the place. She's also a contributor to Black Enterprises. She does so many things. Like, she's, like, the woman to know. Like, she's
yes.
the woman to know when it comes to this industry, man. You know?
Nice to meet you.
So I'm going to just go ahead and tag team this interview with you and Lynn back to back. Okay. So, Lynn, what inspired you to get into business and be a social media guru?
Oh, well, definitely can't say I'm a guru because I'm still learning every single day. But what I will say is... really, I was doing traditional PR, and I realized there was a huge shift coming within the industry. I'm also, like, a tech head, so, you know, it was just natural for me to fall in line with when it comes to social media. I realized how powerful of a medium it was and how it just needed to be harnessed. Bigger thing was I really want to teach people how to use it and use it well, make it sure that it's profitable and productive.
Definitely, definitely. And, I mean, you've been actually called to do a lot of big events. You just did, I think I seen you doing something with Tom Joyner, going out there and setting up and speaking and stuff like that. What are some of the challenges that you feel that women face? I mean, just dealing in this industry that's male dominant, Lynn.
I think the biggest thing I think that might hinder us is that we don't believe in ourselves and we don't realize how powerful we actually are. We always say that, you know, it's a male dominated industry, but at the end of the day, women are the communicators. We are the ones that make decisions, and we just need to believe in ourselves and just push forward, and also just be assertive. You've got to take what you want.
Exactly.
Can't wait.
Daphne, your thoughts on that?
I could not agree more. I mentor and train a lot of women in this business, and you can see that feeling of, you know, as women, if we have leadership skills, we're taught that we're bossy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that's not what it is. It's you're taking the lead, and it's okay to fight for what you want. It's okay to run your business like a business and not let people, you know, undervalue you. I feel like as women, we do that a lot in business.
Or
we don't want to be too assertive because we think, oh, we're going to get that, you know, that reputation, but you have to go hard in the paint.
Hey, look at Joan Rivers.
So,
she was aggressive, and look at
her.
Yes,
she was.
Yes,
she was.
Yeah.
So what I take from that is don't worry what people say. Do what you got to do, you know?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now, Lynn, since we're talking about also social media, how does it apply from taking from back in the day? We did a total shift. Transition from you know, going from a MySpace to a Facebook was just for college students, to transition to Facebook is like the whole social media, like, empire world, to Twitter, and Twitter fell off, then you go to Instagram, like, tell us, you know, how has the platform totally changed right now and going into the new age of technology?
I think at this point, like, I think people also need to, you just need to be consistent with what you're doing online. I think it's gonna ever change. You know,
uh-huh.
People are fading away from each platform. I mean, you're...
Uh-huh. Hello? Did we lose you, Lynn?
Yeah, I don't.
I think we lost her. Lynn, you there? What's your
thoughts
on
what you're doing? Oh, did I fall out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry,
it's okay.
Okay.
But, yeah, the platforms are always going to change. I think we just need to be proactive. And the other thing that we really, really need to focus on is our privacy. How much information are we putting out there online?
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I was informed, and I think I've seen a post from you also, when they were saying that Facebook, you know, it actually looks like they're hiring their own little vice squad. And on top of that, you know, the person that you add might be the police or somebody that's trying to hack into your stuff. So you got to watch these friend requests, you know.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Like, law enforcement is actively using social media. Like, you know, it's crazy how many people think that it's just their friends and family there. But, you know, when you're not, like, checking your privacy controls, you're opening yourself up for judgment, not just by law enforcement, but your employers. people are getting hired and fired based upon their social media presence now.
Exactly. That's definitely a big hinder on people. And I wanted to ask a question in regards to Daphne's, you know, being a business and an entrepreneur, how is social media helping small business owners, you know, get the word out there for their business?
It's huge. You definitely have to be consistent and have that presence. So, you know, I was on Facebook initially, and then it was like, oh, this Twitter thing, let me figure it out. And so I do utilize tools to help me manage it because it can get overwhelming. For my business, by being a small business, I try to layer personal because people do invite me into their homes to discuss very intimate topics. So I try to layer it with personal, not too personal, but make sure that I'm putting information out there that is about the business but also it's, you know, informational. I feel like my customers really like to, you know, get to know me a little bit but without – you know, feeling like I'm airing, you know, absolutely everything. But I think it's important to make it fun, also layering in your business. Depending on what your business is, I realize that some models are different, but I'm very somewhat strategic in what I put out. So there's usually going to be a couple of posts about my business, but then also some personal things layered in there so that they know I'm a person, you know, too. But there's certain topics I don't touch. On my page, and it's hard because people think, you know, oh, you don't have an opinion. No, I have an opinion, but I also recognize I have friends of all ages, races, you know, political affiliations, and so that's just my choice to keep it so that I'm not, you know, stepping on toes and offending customers because we've seen how that plays out as well.
I do have a suggestion for those who are listeners who are active in social media. You definitely need to make two separate pages because something might be involved in some things and you might get your page deleted and you might lose all those contacts because you're using that same page to do two different things that shouldn't be having cohesion together. So,
That's a good point.
Yeah, you should have a personal page and you should have your other page that you want to do other extracurricular activities on.
Right.
And also with your Instagram and Twitter.
And can I just add something to it? Because I worked in corporate America for a long time and kind of, you know, did two things. And I had two pages.
Yes.
But what I found is that sometimes when you're a small business owner, there is no separation. So even on my personal page, I still had to conduct myself professionally. You know, there's still a certain level of, you know, decorum you're going to have on your page. If you want to be business, you know, you can't be, you know, cursing people out and, you know, say, you know, calling women out of their names and then the next post is, I empower women.
Well, we're ladies first. We're ladies first. We should always be ladies first.
Exactly. And Lynn, I had a question. Also, what are some of the do's and don'ts when it comes to social media in general?
Wow, we can be here all night.
Just a few, Lynn.
Okay, no, I'm just kidding. So definitely do's, always post, try to post consistently. Don't just set it and forget it. Especially if you're a small business owner, a lot of people run into, oh, it doesn't work. Well, if you're not consistent and you're not out there actively reaching out to other people, it's definitely not going to work. Don't, like you said, don't call people out their names. I try to avoid politics and religion. These are things that people fight over. Do absolutely do hide people from your feed if you have to, because those are they're energy vampires. They're absolutely energy vampires. You're giving yourself to them. You're getting sucked into their negativity. You know, I love some of my family and friends dearly, but what they say online, I can't even have it in my view for the day.
In your face,
they just gotta go.
Right.
Definitely, another don't is be conscious of what you're posting. I see a lot of people posting up pictures of their cars and their houses. You're giving up too much information. Someone posts a photo of your car. I got your tag number. You know, everyone's not nice online.
Yes, true. True.
And then there's one other definite do is when if you're logging in from a hotel or you're traveling, make sure that you change your password when you come back because it's so easy when you're using those common computers for someone else to put a keyword search in there and, I mean, sorry, a keyword counter, and they know what your passwords are for every login that you've logged into while you've been out.
Wow. That's definitely
Lynn,
true.
That's excellent advice. Yes.
Seriously. And, you know, the funny thing about it, you know, for those bill collectors that are looking for that freaking money and you're posting like a freaking wad of cash. They're coming after you, buddy.
Exactly. They said, oh, now
I know. I'm checking in here at the Wyndham Hotel. Oh, you are?
Yeah, make sure that you told everybody where you were supposed to be before you go check in at the wrong place. You weren't supposed to be there.
Oh, you so close to them out of town, but we just saw you down the block.
Right.
Stop lying. out there, you know. So, Lynn, you know, what's new with you? What's going on? How do you know if people want to request you to come and be a speaker or anything like that? How do they go about doing that?
Sure, you can reach me on every social media channel: Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Google+, under Socially Ahead, or you can visit my website www.sociallyahead.com.
Socially Ahead.
Definitely. What's new? What's going on? Any new events? Anything coming up right now we need to check out?
I am going to be speaking at Cheryl Wood's Playtime is Over on October 31st and November 1st. And
wow.
I'm going to be at America's Next Top CEO, which is for Young Enterprising Sisters in New York.
Actually,
the day afterwards, talking to young women about setting up their own social media and small businesses. And you can also catch me on Roland Martin News 1 every other week for my Tech Wednesday segment.
See, I'm telling you, this is the girl to know. She is a power player.
I see that. I'd like
definitely.
To attend that seminar in New York.
Definitely.
Yes.
I'm about to get the information about that seminar.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'll shoot that over to you.
Okay, definitely. We're going to put that information out there.
Yes.
And Rhonda, do you have a question for Daphne and Lynn? While they're on the line?
Well, actually, Lynn, I definitely wanted to know how to contact her, so I got that now, Socially Ahead. And then make sure, Lynn, I wanted to let you know that I could also post that out there, too. I have a radio show in New Jersey, and I'll let people know about that as well. So
wonderful. I'm a native New Jersey girl, so I always support my Jersey folks.
Lynn, we have to hook up. I'll make sure that I give you, you can contact me on freshtalkradio@outlook.com, okay, and we'll make sure we hook that up. Daphne, I just need to make sure that I host a party and maybe online for your products as well, because I don't know if you would travel to New Jersey, but
So if we get together, I'm doing Philly next month, at the end of the month. So I keep it to about 2 to 3
hours.
Oh,
that would be good. Okay.
You might have your info, so I'll reach out and
You know what? That would be perfect. That would be perfect. And we'll let some people around this area and know that you'll be in the area too. So that's great. Okay.
I definitely love all this girl power here live on the line, women in power doing the thing, and we broadcasting live from Deja Vu Records Entertainment, your nonstop shop for performing arts, studio, audio, all that. Let me bust a break down real quick, pop, lock it, drop it.
Drop it like it's hot, Lush.
We live in the building, Lush Radio Online. Now, Lynn, I also want to say that it's always good hanging out with you. You know, we got to get up, girl. They closed the Phillips down there, so we got to find another place to get some drinks.
Absolutely. I think I got some options for us.
We might have a girl's night out. I need to hang and do something.
You know what, we said we were going to do that. We're going to do it. Okay,
yeah,
if summer's over, we can settle down a little bit now the children are back in school. Let's do that.
Right.
Let's do that.
Yes, Mommy Camp is over.
Definitely. There you go.
And now we're going to go ahead and turn and check out these sexy products that Daphne has for us. So we're going to talk about that, and I want y'all to guys, you know, you want to ask a couple questions about that. But guys, definitely want to start off with these things right here, if you guys zoom into this thing right here.
What you got?
Let me talk to you. Tell us about these. They're balls. Not like that, but they're balls. These are the Benoit balls, and a few years ago, 50 Shades of Grey, kind of made it popular.
Yes.
Benoit balls have been around for forever.
basically they're vaginal weights.
Uh-huh.
They help you to isolate the right muscle.
Okay.
I tell my customers, you know, sometimes they think they're doing their Kegel exercises to strengthen the pelvic floor, and they're really just squeezing their butt cheeks.
Oh.
So,
well, I need to do that, too. I need to do it all, but go ahead.
They help to strengthen the pelvic floor, which is beneficial, you know, sometimes when you're trying to, you know, do your dance because you have to use the restroom. So they help you with that. They also help with creating the desire for sex.
Wow.
It can be a form of foreplay. For some people, you don't use them, you know, during penetration, but they, whenever you have something inside of the vaginal canal, it kind of creates the desire. But again, it's also strengthening the wall, which helps you to have more strength for gripping. So,
wow, so you could just break some. That's not going to be strong.
Build the muscle.
Build the muscle. Shout out to the balls. But, yeah. Yeah, I need to get me some of those.
I actually own a pair of those. Well, there's three. Yes, I do.
They work really good?
Well, yes, they do.
Well,
I like
them.
Yes.
Her grip is strong, then. She has the kung fu grip. Oh, well. Okay, so this one right here is called Coochie. Sweet Fantasy, Sweet Vanilla Pineapple Conditioning Shaving Cream. Now, how does this help us? Because some people have issues with shaving and stuff. Does it make it? It smells good, but what else does it help with?
This is actually our number one selling product for at least 20 plus years. A lot of women, when they want to shave, and you know, when we have date night and we're getting ready, there's some pampering that goes along with it. So you want to feel soft. So you're probably going to be shaving the legs, the underarms, the bikini area. So this softens the hair follicles. The more softened the hair follicles are when you get ready to shave, the less irritation when the hair starts to grow back. So you don't have that feeling 2 weeks later when you're in the grocery store.
Okay.
Like, you know, you want to reach down and scratch something, but you're out in public.
Yes.
So this is helping to soften the skin.
Can I be as smooth as a baby's buttock?
Yes. And we have a men's shaving product as well.
Wow. So they have it for the men also. So you guys need to get that because some of you guys are looking like gorillas in the jungle down there. But anyway, moving on to the next product. The next product is called Pure Romance Whipped Kissable Cream Lubricant. Tell us about this one.
Yes. Whipped is going to be one of our fun, playful lubricants. You know, a lot of times we want to spice things up. Maybe we have a favor we want to ask of our partner. So we know that we need to bring a little something extra to the bedroom. So it's kissable. It's edible. You can use it for massages, any type of foreplay, rubbing, kissing, and licking. But it is vaginally safe,
but it's
a lubricant.
So it won't irritate, you know, for sensitive,
right, but what I always tell my customers when it comes to any type of issues with sensitivity, we have an in-house chemist, so we're striving to have pharmaceutical-grade ingredients in our products, but we have a lot of products that have no flavors and scents. So there's some women that are so sensitive that if they change soap, they get irritated. So if you fall into that category, we have plenty of products for you as well.
Okay, and then we also have, what is this, enhancement cream?
The enhancement line, which is the one you're holding, as well as this one, is called AMP, and this one is called O.
Okay.
I'll just give a brief overview of how enhancement products work.
Okay.
They are going to give you a heightened level of sensitivity on the clitoris. So it's basically giving you a little bit of a tingling sensation. And it helps with arousal. So the physical aspect of it, not so much the mental aspect. We know that sometimes our minds can be in it, and there's a lot of things that happen to us as women that stress us out, that make it difficult for us to get aroused. So these are helping with physically making you aroused.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, you could be sitting there, you'd be like, man, I'm not even turned on. I can't even do this thing right now.
Sometimes you gotta make sure they're taken care of.
Now we have Just Like Me signature gel lubricant. This almost looks like some Victoria's Secret spray stuff. I thought it was.
That's the perfect one for my sensitive ladies. So if any of the ladies feel like I'm so sensitive, you know, I don't like any flavors or scents or, you know, anything like that, that's gonna be a great product. For them to try out because it's unflavored, unscented.
Okay. And then the last one, due to time, we have this one, Basic Instinct. Is this like the whole thing with the pheromones going
yes.
on?
Yes. Just to give people that may not know how pheromones work, they're the chemicals that our bodies give off that attract people to people. So pheromones are how babies recognize their mothers. Pheromones are why women who spend a lot of time together end up on the same menstrual cycle.
Uh-huh.
And pheromones
oh,
are why having sex, it's easier to catch someone else because the more sex you have, the more pheromones you give off. So
that's what it is.
Human pheromones. So that's why, ladies, when there's a drought, there's a drought.
Okay, I'm going to put pheromones so I can catch me a man. But it took a lot of people loving a better man, and we love Daphne, and we love Lynn Cooper for giving us that wonderful
yes.
advice. And we also had Chef JR live in the building from Kitchen Cray. We're broadcasting live from Deja Vu Records Entertainment. We're doing our thing. Shout out to our girl Sandra, everybody in the building, Bear, a.k.a. Grandville Jones, live in the building, and we're turning it up. And my girl, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda, live from New Jersey.
Yes.
Talk Radio, Rhonda Supreme, live in the building with us, man. Hurry up and tell them how they can check you out. Tell them where the station is real quick. So we can get
you can find
line, baby.
Me. Yes, you can find me and Fresh Talk Radio on freeagentradio.com. Fresh Talk Radio is on Thursdays, 1 to 3 p.m. DJ Cam is our DJ. Matter of fact, he's on live tonight on 100.3 in Philly, old school R&B. He's doing his thing, and my boss Stephen Craig is the best. I ain't going to lie.
That's what it is. And how can we check you out, Daphne?
You can check me out at pureromancebydaphne.com, and you spell
okay.
Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E, and my business line is 202-688-5661 to book your parties or join my team, or if you just want a consultation, you know, I can come out and, you know, help give you some tips on lingerie, lubricants, and, of course, you know, we have the bedroom accessories. So
yes, definitely, definitely. And she also sells other things. But, you know, we can't go like that today. But, you know, you're broadcasting live from Deja Vu Records Entertainment. It's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building. We definitely want to thank all of our listeners and everybody that supports us out there. We also have a live chat that's put on the site right now at www.lushradioonline.com. So you can real-time talk to us, put requests in. Just shout us out. We'll shout you out. Also, on top of that, you check out all of our old shows also on there. And also, don't forget to check out Deja Vu Records. They're located right in the same building as CBS Radio. And you can book them for events, recording, rehearsal, live internet radio stations. It's on and popping here. It's all the way live. Less Radio Online. Also, meet me Mondays on the 15th. September is going down on Black on Wall Street. Along with that, Meet Me Mondays. Also, got nominated for an award. We'll not be doing a show next week, but I will be live on Rhonda's show calling in. We'll be live from L.A. So we love you, everybody out there. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. We are the people's voice. Stay nappy with chicken grease. You all know what it is, man. I love y'all. Let's go online. In your face, baby. Do you feel it? I'm in your face. Challenge me, man. I'm out of here, man.
Yeah. I'm tired of just looking at you. Let's rage.
I knew you were.